1181. SheFire 980-1181.
Rain today, could be heavy at times this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low 50s, and the north wind 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35 miles per hour during the afternoon.
FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Del Carpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
And good morning. It is 8:05 on this Thursday morning, a calmer morning today than it was yesterday. Hopefully it will remain that way through the day. Supposed to get some stronger winds later on today and tonight with some more rain in the forecast, more heavy rains. But the good news on that is it's not nearly the winds that we had early Wednesday morning that caused all the trouble. So we will see what we end up with here. But yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of fun yesterday in a lot of ways. At least in this business it wasn't. Hood River, of course, had a power outage for it around the whole community. We had outages all over the place, especially in the mid and upper Hood River valleys, with down trees and the power lines, things like that. And then we had a big outage in the noon hour. I was riding back from the Dalles to deal with something. And it must have happened about as I came back into town. Because I think when I came out the west side exit and came on the end into Hood River, first signal light you encounter was on. I was going down to the next one that goes up to the Heights and Hood River, up to the hospital, etc. That signal light was down by the time I got to it, as were the two signal lights on the Heights. And people were backed up, and I was just going to get gas at the gas station I go to, and it became very apparent there were problems going on. And there, I could see, because like Rosars was dark looking over to it. Yeah, it was not good, obviously. Actually, the power came back, it just took about an hour, I think, for most people. So that's not bad, really. Westside Elementary School lost some trees, we know that. Which is too bad. Those have been there a long time, part of kind of the landscape there. But unfortunately, this is what happens when you get weather like this. A lot of trees went down. We should be saluting here, by the way. And I just realized, I think my days are still on the printer. So we don't have a first guest here this morning. Our guest will be in the bottom of the hour. So we'll go to the commercial break here and I'll go get it. Then I'll do the usual stuff. But we need to salute all the utility workers out there who, they got started in the darkness early yesterday morning as all this happened to get roads cleared, to get things cleaned up, to get power back to people. And you think about how much happened in so many different locations. Many times it wasn't necessarily major damage, but it was just a lot of it in a lot of places and not necessarily easy places to get to. So to all the folks, be it Hood River Electric Co-op, Pacific Power, Klickitat PUD, North Wasco PUD, Wasco Electric Co-op, and those in Skamania County, the Cascade Locks area, all those that were involved, BPA, to get us back to where we are now. And I know you're probably not done. You're probably working on some still, but we don't thank you enough, because that is a big effort that was undertook and undertaken in a fairly short amount of time. But today, a little more normal. Schools running. Remember, we had Hood River closed yesterday. We had Trout Lake closed yesterday. I understand everything seems to be running today, as it should be. Of course, in a couple days, many schools will be heading out to winter break, the holiday break. So, that was quite a way to get us started anyway, toward that area. So, again, I'm going to take the break here. I just realized I never got off the copier, the day in history stuff and some of the days we have. We got some weird ones today. I know that. I actually had time to do this. Yesterday, I did not really have time to do it. But today, I do. So, anyway, we will take the break, come back, and talk at you a little bit more right after this.
It's the most longest lines of the year.
The holidays are here again, and for me that means standing in a lot of long lines. Luckily, there's one long line I can cross off my holiday list, because this year I'm shipping all my gifts at the UPS store. They have thousands of locations, so I can get in, send my gifts, and get out. And because the UPS store has packaging experts, I know my gifts are in professional hands. So while everyone else is waiting in an endless line this year,
there'll be all kinds of standing and people demanding, please get me out.
I'll be spending time with my family. Maybe even do some shopping for myself.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hi, this is Brad Rylick, owner of the UPS store. Take some holiday stress off your plate this year. Let us ship your packages. It's simple. You save time and money. We get them there quickly and in one piece. We're Hood River's one-stop holiday shipping, packaging, service, center, and more. The UPS store.
At J.D. Smith Jewelers, so merry and bright, wear Christmas dreams shimmer in soft candlelight. For the special someone whose heart you hold dear, find the jewel that whispers, I'm so glad you're near. Diamonds like snowflakes, so uniquely divine, glisten and twinkle so fine. From necklaces to bracelets with diamonds that gleam, each piece is a wish like a star in a dream. And oh, the rings in their circular story, symbolizing love in all its glory. Make a holiday shimmer, make it truly divine, with treasures that sparkle from J.D. Smith's line.
Ho, ho, ho!
Happy holidays from Atlas Solutions Tax Service. Being voted best tax service in the Gorge means a lot to us. We appreciate your support and look forward to serving you in the new year. Best wishes from your friends at Atlas Solutions.
At Beneventi's Pizza, we believe the holiday season is a perfect time to send warm wishes for the best life has to offer. Thank you for your friendship and goodwill from the Beneventi family.
Happy holidays from the Beneventis.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And it is now 8:11 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. As I mentioned, I had forgotten to print out the day in history stuff and the days, so I went and did that. So I've got it now, so now we can go through that. This day in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution abolishing slavery declared in effect by Secretary of State William Seward. 1892, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker publicly premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia. Although now considered a classic, it received a generally negative reception from critics. Which a lot of things that are considered classics have received is negative reception from critics. 1917, Congress passed the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors and sent to the states for ratification. That was prohibition. And it was repealed in 1933 by the 21st Amendment because it didn't work. 1957, the Shippingport Atomic Power Station in Pennsylvania, the first nuclear facility to generate electricity in the U.S., went online. It was taken out of service in 1982. 2011, the last convoy of heavily armored U.S. troops left Iraq, crossing into Kuwait in darkness in the final moments of nearly 9-year war. 2019, the House impeached President Donald Trump on two charges, sending his case to the Senate for trial. The articles of impeachment accuse him of abusing power of the presidency to investigate rival Joe Biden ahead of the 2020 election, and then obstructing Congress's investigation. It was the first of two Trump impeachment trials that would end in acquittal by the Senate. Our days for today, it's Flake Appreciation Day. This is as in snowflakes. Appreciate the uniqueness of it. Every snowflake's a little different. And has gone through a whole lot to get to the ground, by the way, through the atmosphere. I know there was at least a time, maybe we've stopped this, I hope we have. You know, somebody would be called a snowflake. Well, it was like they were weak. For snowflakes to hit the ground, you got to be pretty tough as a snowflake. Most of them don't make it to the ground. International Migrants Day today. It's also a National Twin Day. We celebrate the twins out there. It's National Regifting Day, apparently, today. Now, when did we start calling this regifting? I'm not sure when this started. We did not have this around when I was younger. We didn't call it regifting anyway. I'm sure people took gifts they didn't want and went, oh, but I think this person If not, they won't. They might not like it, but it will fulfill my obligation to give them a gift at the holiday season that I really don't want to put any thought into. I can solve two problems at once that way. I don't think it's a nice, it's pretty a good thing to do, even though occasionally it may be something that people actually want, at which point it's a good thing. But not something I have ever took part in. And again, I don't know when we came up with the term. Again, not sure. Also, is answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day today. Now, this is, I think, based on the movie Elf, which it was a Will Ferrell movie, which Will played a very strange, odd character, which, by the way, was pretty much what he did. That was that most Will Ferrell movies involve that in some way. But anyway, apparently supposed to answer the phone like Buddy the Elf. Let's not hear it this business. Just Cameron. Let's you and I just keep. Let's just keep it businesslike here today. Are you familiar with the movie Elf? I didn't see any reaction. I have not watched it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So
I haven't seen it either.
I can't do it.
I know it because I've seen. You see, I've seen the clips.
I know of it. I just haven't actually seen it.
See, I'm trying to think back to when the movie actually came out, because. No. I'm of the age now, you think things happen, that it hasn't been that long, and then you realize it's been 25, 30 years since the movie came out. I don't think it's been that long, but I honestly can't remember when that movie came out.
I'm not sure. I don't... You know, we never seem to watch too many Christmas movies in my family, to be honest.
I'm not a Christmas movie. Oh, 2003. So there you go. I mean, it's been 22 years since this movie came out.
Wow.
I'm not going to talk like Buddy the Elf. I'm just not interested. How's that for an answer?
Darn.
Just not interested. Now, weirder still today, and I don't have any explanation as to why this day is. It's National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day today.
That is very interesting.
It's very weird. there was... I only know this because Bill Maher had it on his show a number of years. This is like going back a decade plus. There was a guy who, quote, ran for president, and he was not all there. And he apparently held a little press conference that the picture went around. And it wasn't a plunger on his head. He was wearing a boot on his head, as in upside down, a boot on his head. Actually, there is a longtime story from Mid Columbia Today, from early on when I was hosting full time. And when you're early in doing something, you're very idealistic. And maybe longtime listeners will remember this. I don't know. But we decide, okay, we're going to have all the congressional candidates on. It was a seat in Washington. You know, we're going to, you know, not just the major ones. We'll put the other ones on too. You know, let's let people have their say. And this put a stop to the open mic format here of interviewing candidates very quickly. It was I'll never forget the man's name. And Gordon Allen Pross was the guy's name. And it became kind of apparent that maybe this guy wasn't necessarily playing with a full deck during the interview. It was a phone interview. At the time, nuclear power in Hanford, and Hanford Waste is still an issue, but it was a really major issue at that time. And I asked the question dutifully because the congressional district, you know, we're impacted by Hanford with the Columbia River. I try to remember if Hanford was actually in the district at the time. I can't remember. But his solution to nuclear waste, and he was very sincere about this, was you put the nuclear waste back into the nuclear power plant to process again as power. Now, if it was that simple, we'd have done it. And I remember Jeff's guy at the time and I, we just, after the answer, we just looked at each other. There was no follow-up you could come up with on that. And we wrapped up the interview, and that's when we began screening candidates a little bit more. We learned a lesson that day. But the days that involve food today. It's National Roast Suckling Pig Day today. That's as in when they, the whole pig, snout and all, is roasting around a spit. And I think I prefer just, let's get to the point of ham, and then I'll talk. It's also National Ham Salad Day, speaking of ham. It is National I Love Honey Day today. That's in quotes, I love honey. I like honey. I don't think I love it. I enjoy it. You know, put some honey on a biscuit. Peanut butter honey sandwich is good. And finally, and this is appropriate for the holiday season, it is Bake Cookies Day today. We are 1 week from Christmas today. Exactly 1 week. So this is well placed. I can think of numerous, because my mom was a tremendous baker and cook. So I can think of numerous great holiday cookies. Do you have a Cameron personal favorite holiday cookie?
You know, I think I'll go with peppermint.
Okay. But my mom made the kind of peppermint. They were, quote, peppermint sticks, but they were a cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were really good. Like everything my mom seemed to make. I've always liked the thin frosted sugar cookies. I've always loved those.
I can eat sugar cookies all day long. You know those cheap ones that you can go to the grocery store and get, and they're kind of crumbly.
Okay. Yeah.
With the frosting on top.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know, I like them a little, not necessarily crumbly, but I get the basic theme here. You're going to. I like those. Those are good too. My mom also, it wasn't cookie per se, but it was called Chinese noodle candy.
Go on.
Well, what you do is you take, you know, the crispy noodles you can get in a can, you know, in a bag or a can, the crispy chow mein noodles, I think they would call them at the store. You take the crispy noodles and you put them in to melt the chocolate. I think she put some almonds in there too. You know, stir it up. Drop them into little balls or piles, actually. I don't think she actually created perfect shaped balls. She just dropped them with a spoon. And then you put them in the refrigerator to cool.
Okay.
Because you melted the chocolate in the pan. Put them to cool, and they were really good. Crunchy. Kind of taking, some of the Crackle Bar, crispy rice. You took it to a next level with this.
Okay.
And it was fabulous.
Here, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you consider a fortune cookie to be a holiday cookie? Because a lot of people eat Chinese food on Christmas.
No, because I don't know. Well, I guess some people eat. I mean, I never consider Chinese food to be a part of Christmas necessarily. You know, I guess some people on Christmas Eve might pick that. Well, we had Kentucky Fried Chicken for whatever reason when I was growing up as a kid. I have no idea why. Other than KFC was in Eugene, and you get a bucket of chicken and... Okay. It was mashed potatoes, great. It was easy. You put it down, it was easy, and you enjoyed it on Christmas Eve.
I heard that's a big thing in Japan, actually.
KFC?
Yeah.
The holiday?
Well, for the holiday, yeah. They don't they don't celebrate Christmas necessarily,
sure. Yeah.
But there's because there was a bunch of American soldiers there after World War II,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted something to eat around the holidays, and I guess KFC was there.
Well, there you go.
And so it became a big thing.
Well, I know, like if I was with my dad and my stepmom Christmas Eve, it would be pizza usually on Christmas Eve. We changed from KFC and my mom to something else. I can't remember what at some point in my life. Usually it's more just whatever you can get easy that you can bring home. That usually is what's involved getting for pizza for Christmas Eve dinner.
So,
because Christmas dinner, the people who make Christmas dinner, that's a long, laborious affair at times.
Right.
So you want to be simple on Christmas Eve. Now, my family used to open gifts on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yeah, at night.
Okay.
At Christmas Eve, yes.
Not in the morning?
Not in the morning.
Okay.
I'm not sure why. Well, actually, I do know why. I had a grandmother, one of my grandmothers. She was different. I'm just going to say she was definitely different. and she wanted to do it Christmas Eve, and I think nobody wanted to argue with her. Okay. I think that's what it came down to. I think that's what it came down to in the end. That's how it started. You know, it's also, I suppose it could be easier on parents, you know, rather than have your children get up at 5 in the morning.
Right.
Ready for you to get up, and you don't want to get up because you spent the evening making sure the gifts were under the tree. Even though, usually all my gifts were under the tree days before.
Right.
And then you just try to figure it out. This year, my wife and I made it a little easier. We bought our new puppy. That was, we said that was Christmas, was the puppy. So I didn't have to really do much for this Christmas season. A few stocking stuffers, that's it. But that's all, yeah. But as you get older, I mean, cause, again, my wife and I didn't have kids. So as you get older, your parents, as oftentimes they downsize.
Right.
They really don't want gifts. If you give them a gift, you're just adding something else that they got to deal with. You know, mainly what they want you is to come and be there. Like, I'll go down. I'm taking some time off. I'm not going to go down on Christmas because, you know, the traffic, etc. But I'm going to go down a couple days later. Now, the Eugene area to my mom, my stepdad. So we're going to do that. You know, that is actually a bit more of a present than actually getting something. I just would always go through this. That's my parent. Yeah. So what do you guys want? Is something you need? What? You know, and no, it's like, and now it's evolved to, I don't really, you know, it's like, we don't really, we're trying to give things away at this point, not accumulate.
Are you guys trying to downsize now then?
No, not necessarily. But we also, I can't say we're trying to add either. Again, you get to a point where, at least I have, if I want something, for the most part, I'll just go buy it.
Right. You have your own money. You don't need to wait for
it. I've had a steady job.
Christmas.
I have income. I can do that.
Right.
You know, I can go do that. I don't. And there are. I'm not a big thing person at this point. You know, I mean, usually the safe thing is, you know, give me a, you know, if somebody's got it, it's like a box of golf balls. They're you know, they'll get used. You know, that's. No, but no, I'm. We're not necessarily downsized. We're not looking to increase either. It's just this year we decided with the pup, you know,
with the puppy,
just bought the we put the money into just getting the puppy we wanted, and that is a wonderful Christmas gift for ourselves.
I bet.
And that's, and so I'm, so that, you know, I'm gonna get my wife a little something, yeah. Also.
No.
Yeah, well, that's part of how you stay married for 30 plus years is make good intelligent decisions.
I'll have to take your word on that. I haven't been married for 38 years, but
34.
Excuse me.
But having said that, you haven't been alive for 34 years.
No.
Yeah, you're just about to the age where you could think about it. Well, at least I think it's a good age to think. I didn't get married until I was 26 years old.
And
I will say, I think it's one of the smarter things I did was on that, because you learn what you are first,
right?
Before you try to live with somebody else. I don't know how I got to this point of the conversation, but we need to take a break. It's news time.
Yes.
It's news time. 8:27. We will come back and we'll do the news. And again, we have a guest coming up bottom of the hour on Mid Columbia Today. Right after this.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
Having family over for the holidays? With Sky Heating, AC, Plumbing, and Electrical, you can relax knowing all your home comfort needs will be covered for your family celebrations. Plus, now's the perfect time to upgrade your old HVAC system or water heater before thousands of dollars in federal and state tax credits run out this year. Visit skyheating.com to make your home holiday perfect and save big.
Oregon, CCV number 245538. Washington license, SKYHEHA870L6.
Sky Heating.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And it is now 8:29 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Checking out what's in the news. Water's Edge, Wednesday morning, severe winds damaged a number of buildings in the region. Among the most notable was the Water's Edge building along the Columbia River at the east end of the Dalles. The strong winds removed a section of the roof from the 55,000-square-foot building, causing structural and water damage throughout the building and forcing Adventist Health Columbia Gorge to close all of its clinics at the facility, including its immediate care. Adventist Health Columbia Gorge Administrator Jamie Thompson says the clinics and immediate care will remain closed through the weekend while they are moved to temporary locations. Thompson added a walkthrough revealed extensive damage, and they don't know how long repairs will take. Three patients were undergoing sleep studies when the storm hit and were safely evacuated. The Wasco County Commission declared a state of emergency following the severe windstorm. The declaration noting the critical interruption to regional health care because of the Water's Edge damage. The county is also dealing with widespread utility failures and hazardous travel conditions, with downed power lines causing outages for over 200 customers and many county roads closed due to downed trees and debris. Wasco County Commissioners are requesting the governor declare the emergency and immediate state assistance. Bonneville Power Administration experienced over 40 transmission outages across its service territory due to the weather on Wednesday morning. The BPA said its crews at various stages of identifying outage causes and making repairs as needed. Impacts to BPA's electric grid were mostly felt in lower voltage ranges of 115 kilovolt lines and below. BPA crews were responding to outages across their service territory, but the heightened focus was on the Oregon coast, the North Coast in particular, and southwestern Washington. Washington 4th District Congressman Dan Newhouse announced on Wednesday he will not run for re-election in 2026. Newhouse has served in Congress since 2015. In a statement, the 70-year-old Republican from Sunnyside, did not say why he has decided to step away when his term ends at the conclusion of 2026. He did say the decision comes with no reservation or remorse. He called the serving of the 4th District in Congress as the honor of his life. The current temperatures, 37 in Stevenson, 38 in the Dalles, 36 in Hood River. Mid-Columbia mornings time is 8:32. We're going to have with us Callie Brunton from Columbia Gorge Community College right after this.
You can choose just anyone for your business and get the word out, or
you can choose Rage Graphics and Design and really get the word out.
Rage Graphics and Design.
Get the word out.
When you need a professional modern image,
Rage Graphics and Design.
Signs, banners, special advertising. At Rage Graphics and Design, we got you covered.
Get the word out.
You can have just anybody take care of your advertising, but why? When you have Rage Graphics and Design.
217 East 3rd Street in the Dalles.
Or call 296-SIGN.
Rage Graphics and Design.
Get the word out.
Hi, I'm John Hamm, and let me tell you about how you can help families at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Here, your generosity ensures that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Help St. Jude give children the greatest gift, a chance at a lifetime.
This holiday, help St. Jude find more cures for more children. Donate now at musicgives.org.
Happy holidays from everyone at the Dalles Liquor Store. We hope your holidays will be filled with joy and laughter through the new year. Be safe on the road in your travels, and season's greetings from the entire crew at the Dalles Liquor Store.
Klickitat PUD commissioners and staff wish you a warm and bright holiday season. We look forward to serving you follow Klickitat PUD on Facebook for up-to-date outage updates and announcements.
KIHR weather for the Gorge.
This forecast is brought to you by SheFire. We're your local fire protection company. Call to get your fire extinguishers inspected today. 541-980-1181. SheFire, 980-1181.
Rain today, could be heavy at times this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the low 50s, and the north wind 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 35 miles per hour during the afternoon.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And we are back as it is now 8:34 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Kaylee Brunton joins us now for the Electromechanical Technology Instructor at Columbia Gorge Community College. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And let's start out first, because probably for a lot of us out there, electromechanical technology, we may know the term, but we probably don't know anything about it. So
yeah.
What is this this line?
Yeah, electromechanical technology is a little bit of a mouthful of a phrase, but what it is the program teaches fundamental skills in electronics, mechanics, and fluid power, which would be pneumatics and hydraulics. And this program is the same thing as what many in the area have referred to as the wind energy program.
This is what it evolved to, isn't it?
Yes, or the renewable energy technology program. But a few years ago, we changed the name to electromechanical technology to better reflect the fields that our graduates were going into. Mm-hmm. About half of them did go into the energy sector, working in wind or hydro or solar power. But the skills, I could summarize them in one word: automation. Mm-hmm. So any industry that uses machinery that's automatic or it's controlled with electronics needs technicians that have these skill sets. Mm-hmm.
So really, to just narrowly define it into one sector doesn't make any sense, does it? Because I would assume the skills that you acquire, and you're an alum, I believe, out of this program.
Yes.
The skills you acquire go to a vast different amount of technology, some of which may not be out there yet, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. If you think of facilities in our area that do advanced manufacturing, like Cardinal Glass, or the lumber mills have a lot of fancy equipment, a lot of automated equipment, mm-hmm. or food and beverage production, the breweries, mm-hmm. Tofurky, like a lot of different industries use machines that are controlled with electricity and sensors and computers. And so this technology is, mm-hmm. or these skill sets are widely applicable.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, how did you get into this field, first of all? What attracted you initially?
Yes, so that's one reason I love teaching in this program now, is because I enjoyed it so much. I went through around 2012 or 2013. I'm a local kid. I graduated from White Salmon High School, and four-year university wasn't in the cards for me at the time, right after high school. And I saw a flyer for this program that had a wind technician on it. He was hanging off a tower. And I thought, well, that looks interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I enrolled in the program. I really enjoyed it. And as a result, I got a job in the wind industry. I did that for 5 years. And then I did a 13-month term as an electrician at Bonneville Dam before I got the call about this teaching job. So that's how I got into it, mm-hmm. and that's one reason I love teaching in this program, because it's if you grew up here and you want to get a job that can support you in living here, it's a good path.
And I ask that because how, if students think about this, how should they prepare?
Yeah. I was a shop kid. I loved the shop. I took as many shop classes as I could in high school, and that's a great way to prepare. A lot of high schools have robotics clubs,
yeah.
that the metal shop houses usually. So I did that. I did robotics clubs. I did an electric car club in high school where we raced these little buggies. So any types of those extracurriculars where you're learning electronic fundamentals, you're building little machines, that's a great way to prepare. And also just pursuing your own curiosity. Oh, I wonder how that works. Whatever device you got laying around your home, and pursuing that, and answering those questions for yourself too.
And part of what you're doing is, and again, stepping back to preparation, is you're kind of working with the high, some of the high schools in the area on a dual credit program, I understand.
Yes, this is something I'm super excited about. Sometimes kids don't know what they want to do. And so one of the things I've been working on at the college is getting an introductory electronics class packaged in a way that can be easily delivered at the high school. So we've got a couple high schools that are doing that right now, and they get high school credit, and then they also get college credit. Mm-hmm. So that would apply at our school, but it also is a one-for-one with the first electronics class you would take at OIT or OSU or something like that. Okay. So it would fulfill that requirement as well.
It sounds like you kind of, even though maybe you didn't know specifically based on what you told me, your activities kind of led you to the path you did. I know for a lot of kids, that's not necessarily the case, but it's also sometimes hard to sample things to find out.
Yeah, agreed. I think kids struggle to know exactly what they want to do, and that's one of the goals of this, is that this would be a way, if you're curious about it, without going to college and declaring your major, you know, this is a way to sample it, get your hands dirty, try building some circuits, and see if it's something that you enjoy before you even get out of high school. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. But it sounds like the college will provide kind of the equipment and the curriculum in this project. And so we all know, of course, not that the community colleges are funded wonderfully, but the high schools, it can be a little difficult to offer the width to be able to do some of these things.
Exactly. That was the main barrier that I first saw when I had the idea to do this. And so what we did is that we went to some of the industries that have hired our graduates and asked for a donation, and they gave us a donation to buy equipment specifically for this. Mm-hmm. So what we did is we took that donation money, we bought electrical training equipment, and mm-hmm. built a loaner library of that equipment that we, if a high school was interested in doing this at no cost, we could lend them that equipment, mm-hmm. one per student or one per student pair, depending on the size of the class. And the other barrier that I saw is that high school teachers, you know, they teach a lot of classes a day usually. They don't have a ton of time in between classes to prep one for the next. So we didn't want it to be something where they had to spend a lot of time doing curriculum development and building these labs. So we built labs to go with this equipment that are all ready to print out. There's little videos that go along with the labs. There's some longer form videos for students who are maybe interested in going into engineering, and then there's some short, like 5-minute videos for kids who just want to get to work and you know, they're impatient, they just want to touch stuff and build stuff. So we've prepackaged that. We've got the videos and the equipment, and if a high school is interested, we can just give them all this, hand the baton. Mm.
So, I mean, I take it you're working with a number of high schools in the area on
yeah.
this.
Yeah, so Maupin has already run this class. White Salmon High School has run this class twice. Mm-hmm. And they've been our pilot.
Right.
And now I'm working with the Dalles and Hood River to get this dual credit going at mm-hmm. those schools.
You know, with the dual credit also, how much does this put maybe someone, when they get out of high school and want to go to your program at the college, how much does that put them a step ahead?
Oh, it totally does. Yeah. It prepares them to just hit the ground running once they come to us. They've already got the fundamentals. And it's a credit. So it's one less class that they have to take mm-hmm. as well. So they've already got one class under their belt. And I will say, as a result of this, so this is my fourth year teaching, and mm-hmm. I finally have my first female student, which is really cool to me.
And really? It's taken that long?
It's
really?
It's taken that long, yeah. And so she took this in Maupin High School, and she mm-hmm. was like, okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I have her this year.
I'm interested in your perspective then. I'll kind of go away from the program. As you just mentioned, you know, in engineering, I've heard this before, trying to get young women mm-hmm. involved in this. I take it, did you have some sort of encouragement along the way? Because you said you were into shop classes, et cetera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My high school shop teachers were just awesome and really encouraging. And I think a lot of kids have that experience with their shop teachers. They just, it's more of a relationship. And so my high school shop teacher in White Salmon encouraged me, like, if I enjoy this, I should do this despite the challenges. And I will say it's a field that not a lot of women have broke into. I had never worked with a single other woman in my entire time in wind.
Wow.
But it's really fun and I really like it. So it's exciting to me to give other women in high schools a taste of this. And if it's something they can do, be that mentor for them.
Are young women just nodding? I mean, I would think we'd be, you know, beyond this, but are they just not encouraged to do this?
I think it's a multifaceted problem. That I've noticed also there's kind of two kinds to STEM. So women are breaking into STEM fields a lot. Right. That's science, technology, engineering, math, I think. And but there's kind of two sides to STEM. There's like the engineering side. And then there's like the wrench turner side.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right.
Like, you know, there's like
the hands on. You got the people who design it and then the people who build it.
Yeah, exactly. And there's fewer women in that wrench turning side.
Okay.
That's been my experience. So more and more women are going into engineering and these types of jobs. But the wrench turning side, it is, it's male dominated for sure. And it's hard to find yourself in that environment if you're like me. I started when I was 18, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I was ready to go to work, and it's a little bit tough to show up, and you know, when you're working with all 30-year-old men, and it's a little bit hard to find your community and your footing. So I think we need more women to attract more women.
Now the program itself, the EMT program at CGCC, it sounds like it's kind of it's twofold, isn't it? In terms of you can go the 9 month or you can go 2 years.
Yeah, the way the program's set up is that if you just want to get a job and you want to be in school for the minimum amount of time possible while still having a credential that can get you some of these jobs, there's a 9 month option. So that would just be fall, winter, spring term. And then you'd graduate with a certificate. And quite a few companies hire just with that certificate, the wind companies being one of those. And then we have the two-year option, which is an associate's degree. And if you're thinking that maybe you would like to work for a little bit, maybe you want to keep your door open for getting your engineering bachelor's at some point, the two-year degree is a good option because it serves as the base for that. So if you just want to get a job, you can take that 9 months, but if you want to keep your doors open for further schooling.
I say, do you find sometimes you have people who do the 9 month and then maybe they get into it and decide, okay, there's some advancements, there's opportunities for me to advance in this field that maybe I need the two-year degree for.
That happens, and sometimes companies will even be supportive of that employee going back for the rest of the degree. But a lot of people find their career path just on that 9 months. So it's not a guarantee that they'll come back to finish it out because there's good jobs you can get just with the 9 months.
I was going to ask about the job prospects right now in the region. I mean, it sounds like they're pretty good.
Yeah, we have an industry committee that we meet with pretty frequently to direct the curriculum and tell us what skills they need in an entry-level employee. And all of them have open positions. And particularly in the wind industry, there's open positions. And those ones can be traveling jobs, which is a little bit harder to fill. But if you're young before you've put down your roots, you know, it's a cool thing to do for maybe 3-4 years. So the wind industry is booming. They're desperate for people. I get calls from them all the time. But then Cardinal Glass is usually always looking for people. The mills, the breweries, Tofurky, the avionics sector down on the water. So these are people who make stuff in the UAS, the drone space. They're always looking for people. And these are the technicians who are building the parts that they make. So yeah, there's even locally, if you don't want to travel, there's jobs open.
So it's not a bad way to go. It sounds like if you're looking, obviously it's worked for you
quite well.
I mean, so you mentioned some of our hands, they really want to get going right away. When you got into this, were you, I want to just get my 9 month and get rolling, or were you more on that 2 year track?
I wanted to keep my options open for school in the future in case I wanted to get my bachelor's at some point. So I was committed to the 2 year track. Mm-hmm. But I am one of those people, I think they call them kinetic learners, where I just want to do, you know, I just want to tinker with it and I don't want to be talked at for 2 hours. I just want to do it and experiment and see how it works. And a lot of the kids that come to us are also that type of learner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's cool to work with them.
And I would imagine, unfortunately, when I look at how schools have evolved with their financial situations, there's less and less for those type of learners, unfortunately, out there, which was one of the things that you're trying to do with this high school program is provide it.
I think it takes more resources to support.
Sure.
Because you got to have the equipment. You got to have replacement equipment because people are going to break things, and you just got to know that's part of the process. So it takes more resources to support this type of learning. And also it can be a little bit chaotic to support this type of learning if you've got 20 students that are doing different things on their equipment and they're all in different places, and it just takes a lot of energy. But it's a shame because I think this is how a lot of people learn, and so I would love to see this program expand throughout the region.
So as we wrap this up here, for those who are interested in the high school part of this, is it best to contact their high school and see and to be able to get involved in this?
If a student's interested?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that would go a long way. I am working, like I said, with the Dalles and Hood River, but if faculty is hearing that students are interested,
want to do this,
yeah, then I think there's more likely that they'll be on board with it. So please, if you are interested in seeing this in your high school, talk to your shop teachers.
And if you're just interested in going to the EMT program at CGCC, I guess, is there a waiting list right now on that program?
We haven't had a waiting list in a couple years.
Okay.
We can take 32.
All right, so you can take 32. So it's just simply go to cgcc.edu or contact the college and start the process.
Ask about the electromechanical technology program.
I better not say EMT because that could confuse them.
Yes, exactly. I always think emergency medical tech.
Electromechanical technology. Okay, yeah. I should have clicked into my head earlier. I was starting to abbreviate it. There's two pretty important programs there.
Exactly,
they're the same one, but
both important.
Both very important, and both you can do well with, by the way.
Yes.
By going into those roles. Kaylee Brunton from Columbia Gorge Community College, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
8:50 in the morning. We'll come back and do a couple things right after this.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I am Amy Knowles. I grew up here in White Salmon. I call this my home. I'm the pharmacy director here at Skyline Health. Skyline Hospital is more than just a hospital. It's a lifeline for our community. Our patients are my neighbors, my friends, the people I grew up with. At the end of the day, it's about caring for the people who trust us with their health. I'm proud to be part of a team who takes caring for our community so seriously and a priority for everything we do here every day. I am Skyline.
Tis the season to save big at Downey Sleep Center. Right now, mattresses, pillows, bedding, furniture, custom blinds, and more are up to 50% off on select items, making it the perfect time to upgrade your home for the holidays. From creating a cozy bedroom to refreshing your windows, Downey Sleep Center truly is where you shop for home comfort. Visit us in the Dalles or Hood River and treat yourself and your home to comfort that lasts all year long. Downey Sleep Center. Sleep better and save big this holiday season.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And it is 9:52 in the morning. A reminder that you can pick up the Best of the Gorge guide at the places you pick up magazines in our area. You learn what the Best of the Gorge is in all sorts of fields, as selected by, well, you out there. And you can pick these up at various locations throughout the Gorge. They are free, or you can go to bestofthegorge.com and check it all out. 289 companies voted Best of the Gorge across 154 categories. So you can check that out. Also, the coupon book's coming after the start of the year. Keep that in mind. Goodness knows you want to save money right now. Actually, you always want to save money, I suppose. Well, what's going on in the area? Well, tomorrow, Advent concerts at Riverside Community Church. Tim Mayer and friends starting at noon at Riverside Church Sanctuary in Hood River, downtown, next to the courthouse. Walton Music Trust puts that on, and it's a free event, but they will take some donations. Also, if you are into the Gorge Winds concert band, their Christmas concert, well, it's coming up in the Dalles Friday evening at 7, Saturday at 3, First Christian Church, 909 Court Street in the Dalles. Donations are appreciated. It's a Wonderful Life live radio play at the Bingen Theater. That is Friday and Saturday evening, 7:30. Tickets at bigbridges.org. Santa's Holiday Workshop is going to be on Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Dallas Civic Auditorium. They're going to have Santa visits, activities and crafts, and cookie decorating. The event is free while supplies last, as they say. Hood River Library Children's Holiday Party is going to be Saturday from 3 to 5 in the children's area of the library. They'll have games, crafts, and treats there. Hood River Elks is putting on a Christmas party on Sunday at 1 at the Hood River Elks Lodge, open to the entire community. Carnival activities, games, prizes, raffles, and Santa Claus, of course. And also on a Sunday, there's a solstice walk at Rheingarten Park in White Salmon, 5 to 7 Sunday. Quiet candlelit walk to celebrate the longest night of the year. Some candles will be provided, but bring one if you can. Hot cocoa is provided at the end of the walk. It is 8:55 in the morning. We'll come back and begin to wrap things up for you after this.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
And we are back here. It is 8:56 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. Got a couple more minutes before we get away here. Seahawks play tonight against the Rams in Seattle. It's a big game. I do not like Thursday Night Football, though. I do not like it. I'd much rather see these two teams playing on somewhat normal rest rather than cramped into 3 days of rest. I do not like it. I am not a fan of it. I'm fine on Thanksgiving. I get that. There's tradition there, and I'm good with that. But also, it's not a game. You need to have Prime. It's on Amazon tonight. Amazon Prime. It's the Thursday night games are there now. See, Christmas Day, at least I think a couple of them at least are on Netflix. It's getting to the point with sports. It's like you got to follow the bouncing streaming sites here to be able to figure out where your game is these days. But could be interesting weather tonight for the Seahawks and the Rams. That's for sure up in Seattle. We're supposed to get more atmospheric river, as they are calling it anymore. Trying to figure out, this is another one of these cases where, when did we start using this term? Was I just not paying attention all these years? But a few years ago, I started hearing the term atmospheric river. I'm sure it's been around as long as we have been tracking weather as humans, but I think we just called it, it's raining a lot. I think that's what we called it when I was a kid. It's rainy and windy. As Snoopy would have said, it's a dark and stormy night. I think, Cameron, you got the Snoopy reference, right? I check the generational thing here. Lest I'm losing the younger audience here.
No, I know who Snoopy is.
Okay, so you know Dark and Stormy Night. That,
On
the typewriter.
With the typewriter on top of his doghouse and everything.
Trying to do a novel, yes.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if there was some point where kids didn't know what that was, because Charles Schulz passed, of course, about 25 years ago. But it's a classic.
I've seen it, and they still play the Charlie Brown cartoons.
Yes.
And stuff around the holidays, especially.
A Charlie Brown Christmas is a classic. Absolutely. I was always a big Peanuts fan. I love those cartoons. But tomorrow, Tamara Tappell is going to join us, Mount Adams Chamber of Commerce. For Cameron Eisenberg producing, and I think the microphone popped off on him, too. Got it back on. There we go. Back on the stand. I'm Mark Bailey. That's been the least of our problems the last 24 hours, a microphone popping out. We'll talk to you again on Friday.
Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media, Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to gorgeradio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.
98.3 FM, KIHR, Hood River, rebroadcast on K25EN, Rockford, Hood River, streaming at gorgeradio.com.